Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account? Thank you for calling.
757-01.
First and last name of the account?
Bobby Land.
And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
927 South Turner Avenue, Tyler, Texas.
Okay. One moment. Still here, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership and the Tackle Bag. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out what this charge is, $67.32. What is that?
Okay, it looks like when you ordered the Tackle Bag on July 13th, you paid the shipping and handling for the free product. You also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where they give you 48 hours to call in to cancel to keep from being a member. Being a member gets you a $100 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You'll receive that $100 gift card each month you enroll as a member, and it's $67.32 a month.
Oh, no, ma'am, I don't want that. Put that money back in my account. Cancel that.
Well, the charge is valid. The gift card has already been sent, but I can't go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future charges.
A membership to what? I didn't order no membership. What is it I supposed to order that you attached a membership to?
That's what I just explained, sir. When you ordered the Tackle Bag on July 13th, you paid the shipping and handling for the free product. You also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, where they give you 48 hours to call in to cancel to keep from being a member. Being a member gets you a $100 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
Okay, that's some deceptive practice there. I didn't press no button to ask to be a member of anything. I just paid for
it's
the shipping.
It's not a button you press, sir. When you paid the shipping and handling for the free product, you automatically sign up for it. They send you an email the same day regarding the membership.
Okay, I didn't get the email.
Sometimes it does get sent to your spam folder.
Okay, I need you to cancel that and put
it's
that money back in my
account. It's already been canceled.
That
stops all future charges. You'll get an email confirming the cancellation. Is there anything else can help with?
Okay, when y'all going to put the money back in my account?
Well, there's no refund issue, sir. The gift card has already been sent.
Okay. I can send the gift card back. I don't need that.
It's already been sent to your email, sir. There's no way to send it back.
Okay, well, my bank has already rejected that $67.32. Because I didn't even know what that was.
Okay, so you've already disputed that charge with your bank?
Yes.
Okay. Well, no refund will be issued. You'll need to give us a call back with your bank on the line. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay, so you just took $67 from me. What
you
am
were
I getting
charged
for 67? What
well,
am I give... getting for 67? So basically you charged me $67 for the backpack, right?
No, sir. The backpack was free. You just had to pay the shipping and handling. You were sent a $100 gift card
that.
For the gift card.
What can I buy with the gift card?
It's in the email, sir. The email explains everything.
Okay, I didn't get that email. So when is the gift card coming? When is it coming to the address?
It's not coming to your physical address, sir. It's going to be sent to your email address. Sometimes it does get sent to your spam folder.
Okay, can you send it now while we're talking so I can open it up and see if it's there? Because I don't have it.
Well, you need to check your spam folder, sir. It's already been sent.
And it's coming from who? What would the email say? Who would it be coming from?
Support. Give me 1 second. Support at buyhotconsumerdeals.com.
Support at
buyconsumerhotdeals.com.
Buyconsumerhotdeals.com. Okay, I don't have that email. Can you send it to me now so I can look and see
if
it's
there? We don't send emails, sir. It's automatically sent through the system.
Well, it's kind of late, early in the morning. Can I call back in the morning and talk to a supervisor? Because if you're saying I can't get my $67 back and I don't have the email, then that means I don't have no gift card and you got my money.
Well, sir, you were just charged for the gift card on July 18th. The email takes about 24 to 48 hours from the date it was charged. So I would just advise you to check your spam folder, sir. The gift card has been sent. Is there anything else can help you with?
Okay, I'm going to look for it again. And I'll call back in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't have it. I really don't. It's not in my spam mail, and it's not in my inbox.
Okay. Well, it takes 24 to 48 hours, sir. So if you don't receive, you didn't receive it today, then you should receive it tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.